some candid comments from a seed industry rep today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Mike Parkinson says he deals with a half-and-half mix of what he calls industrial ag farmers and regenerative ag farmers. Parkinson works for DeSmet, South Dakota-based Legend Seeds, and was at the recent Practical Farmers of Iowa convention.
If everybody tomorrow decided to do regenerative ag in the seed corn industry, you know, we just say, all the traits are going away, we would all starve to death. You know, there's only enough conventional corn to maybe produce 11 to 14% of the acres. A guy needs to keep his options open, especially when we don't know what's coming. And so I would really encourage guys who are conventional to find ways to be more efficient on conventional, ways to make their fertilizer go forward, to keep their soil healthy.
Parkinson's advice to farmers using traded seed?
Start to learn how to put money in your checkbook as a farmer instead of giving it to everybody else. Because as a sales guy, I can come up with 10 reasons for you to give me $5,000. As a farmer, you should come up with 10 reasons why you should keep that money in your pocket. And you need to start working with people who are more on your side as a farmer and maybe less on a big corporate co-op side.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.